Alicia Martin. Alicia Martin. 'Tis a 66-year-old woman with a history of diabetes, hypertension. Patient is originally from Mexico, has been here over 45 years, moved to Virginia first, then to move to Texas. Patient used to live in East Texas till sometimes January of this year, where she was transferred to Houston to the Methodist Hospital when she was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. Patient has had a couple of lesions on her spine, which have left her totally bedbound, and has minimal use of her lower extremity at this time. Surgery, no surgeries in the past. Social, never been a smoker, never been a drinker. She's been widowed for 12 years, has one child, lives in Washington State. Family history, mom and dad died of old age, no family history of multiple myeloma, allergy, none. Medication, girlfriend, 4 milligram once a day, Robaxin, 500 milligram, 4 times a day, PRN, Stena, PRN for constipation, Protonix, 40 milligram once a day, Flomax, 0.4 milligram once a day. Review of system, leg pain, severe bedbound. She's also having some pain in her right scapula. She was told it was shingles, but nobody has treated her. She's total bedbound. She has a Foley catheter in place. She finished radiation treatment which was started because of pain to her spine. She was given chemotherapy, but she could not tolerate chemotherapy and decided against chemo and has been placed on hospice at this time. Period. Patient also is concerned about her diabetes because she hasn't had any blood sugar or insulin given to her since she's been living at the current living center that she's staying at this time. Period. Past medical history. As was mentioned, along with multiple myeloma, paraplegia related to multiple myeloma, dislocation of T4, T5 thoracic vertebra, subsequent encounter, osteolysis of spine, cord compression, hence the reason for the quadriplegia, hypertension, reflux, neuropathic bladder, urinary tract infection requiring Foley catheter, history of bronchitis, hypercalcemia, constipation, and hydronephrosis with renal and urethral calculus obstruction. Period. An exam, we find Ms. Martin to be in no distress. She's tired, she states, but she's able to give pretty good history. 130 over 92, 91, 88. Efebrile, heart, positive 1, positive 2, tachycardic, abdomen large, but no hepatosplenomegaly noted. No non-tender. Skin shows no rash or mucosa without a lesion. The skin shows no rash over the anterior portion of her body, but there's a large accumulation of zoster lesions over the scapula going to the breast on the right side, but never crossing the midline. Neurological, patient is moving upper extremities, but very little movement of the lower extremity. Patient does have Babinski in the lower extremities, consistent with cord lesions. Foley catheter in place. Assessment, here we have a 67-year-old woman, or almost 67-year-old woman with end-stage multiple myeloma, with hypertension, diabetes, cord involvement. Patient is now quadriplegic, bedbound, patient has chosen against chemotherapy because of the problems with her chemo. She's finished a course of radiation. She needs pain control, both for her spine as well as lesions to the shoulder consistent with zoster. Period. Patient is expected to do poorly, most likely has less than 6 months to live, and she's very much hospice appropriate. Number two, to have a hospice nurse check blood sugar tomorrow and decide on insulin regimen for her. Number three, blood pressure controlled off any medication. Number four, quadriplegia. Number five, atonic bladder related to a patient's cord lesion. Number six, quadriplegic neck. Number seven, total ADL dependency. Number eight, doesn't get out of bed. Number nine, Foley catheter in place. Number 10, high risk of developing decubitus ulcer. Number 11, constipation. Number 12, expected to do poorly, most likely will live less than 6 months given her hospice diagnosis and her findings. Patient appears to be at peace with this. We'll have social work and chaplain visit patient as well. Thank you.